Track 12. Unit 3. Speaking. Exercises 2 and 3.
A couple of years ago, I went on holiday with a friend to Windsor. The reason why we chose Windsor is that I've got an aunt who lives there. She's been living there for 20 years now. And, well, I've always enjoyed travelling. I always wanted to go to the UK. At the time, my friend and I had just finished our exams at school and we were waiting to go to university. It was a summer break and she invited us to visit her, so we decided to go. Before we went, we hired a car, which we picked up when we reached the airport. I remember, it was a bright green Mini. We drove it straight to my aunt's house in Windsor and left it outside for a day or two. This was because she lived in the center of town, and most places, like Windsor Castle, were easy to reach on foot. However, one morning we took a trip to a gallery. There was an art exhibition that I wanted to see, so we set off, but after half an hour, bang, we had a flat tire. Now, unfortunately, neither of us knew how to change a tire. So the next thing we did was to call the emergency services and explain the situation. Well, I speak fairly good English, but I didn't know how to say tire. And I was on the phone, so that made it worse. I just had to keep saying, "We've got a problem with the wheel." And during all this, my friend was making hand signals at me, and eventually I just said, "Flat." Well, it was amazing. As soon as I said that word, she went, "Oh, right, I understand." 20 minutes later, a recovery van arrived and fixed our flat tire with no charge. So, what have I learned from this experience? I mean, it was a difficult situation, but ever since then, I've known that a flat in English means a flat tire.